Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into something really crucial for any executive out there. We're talking customer centricity, but maybe more importantly, how it genuinely drives profitable growth. Our insights today come from WATC Consulting. That's WATC. Now, these books are interesting because they were apparently the first in Europe to focus, you know, only on customer centricity. And they've been at it for over 20 years, helping big names grow. That kind of deep, singular focus. Well, it must lead to some unique perspectives. Okay, let's unpack this. What does that specialization really mean on the ground for organizations?
Yeah, it's quite unique. What's fascinating here is how that focus shapes, well, everything they do. Their advisory teams, for instance, they're made up of senior people. And these aren't just career consultants. They've got folks with backgrounds in line management, too, across different industries.
So they've actually been in the operational hot seat, not just advising from outside.
Exactly. That dual perspective is key. It means they're not just handing over a strategy deck. They offer consulting, sure, but also tailored training and crucially result-oriented implementation support. The goal isn't a quick fix. It's about improving customer centricity in a way that lasts sustainably.
Becoming a trusted partner, essentially.
Precisely. Right? For strategy, for transformation. And they use, you know, state-of-the-art methods, including their own proprietary approach. It covers the big areas. Generating real customer insights, developing strategy and business models around that, organizational transformation.
Making it actually happen organization-wide.
Right, and building the capability internally. It's about embedding it, not just collecting data points, making the whole company customer-led.
That sounds incredibly thorough. And for you listening, maybe you're a CEO or leading a division, wrestling with these big strategic choices.
Yeah.
Here's where it gets really interesting, I think. WATC works with a huge mix of companies. We're talking massive multinationals, but also agile SMEs, innovative startups.
Yeah, B2C, B2B.
Across loads of sectors too, right? Automotive, financial services, industrials, life sciences, retail. A really broad church. So how does seeing all that across so many different contexts help you make better decisions in your specific business?
Well, that wide exposure lets them see the patterns, you know? The universal truth, and also the common places where companies stumble. For example, most executives know they need to be customer-centric. That's not news. But the real challenge, what WATC sees again and again, is getting those customer insights truly integrated.
Integrated beyond just what market research reports.
Exactly. Beyond just data collection. Into the operational execution, day in, day out. A really common finding is this failure to close the loop. Companies collect feedback. Maybe lots of it.
Surveys, NPS scores, that kind of thing.
Right. But then nothing really changes systematically across departments or along the whole customer journey. The feedback just sits there.
Ah, so it's not just about getting a good NPS score then.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned some of their articles like measuring the ROI of customer centricity beyond NPS and satisfaction.
Mm.
What's the core idea there? Is NPS not the goal?
Well, it's part of the picture. Maybe, but for them, the real ROI, the payoff, comes from understanding the direct link, the link between specific customer experiences, things you actually do for them, and tangible business results.
Like what kind of results?
Like higher repurchase rates, increased lifetime value, lower churn, real bottom line stuff. WATC really pushes clients past just the score itself to the why and the how. Why did that experience happen? How do we fix it? And crucially, which fixes actually move the needle financially?
That makes sense. Connecting the dots directly to profit.
Yeah.
What about the internal side, the culture piece? There was another title, Building a Customer-Centric Culture, the Leadership Imperative.
Mm.
Is it just about leaders saying the right things, or is it deeper?
Oh, it's far deeper. Their experience points very clearly to this. Customer centricity can't just be like a project the marketing team runs.
An add-on.
Yeah, exactly. If you try to bolt it on, you rarely see that sustainable growth we talked about. It needs to be woven into the core business model. Even the org structure itself.
So breaking down silos.
Definitely. Dismantling internal silos.
Right.
Empowering teams, maybe cross-functional teams, to own entire customer journeys end to end. Not just their little piece. They often suggest starting with focused efforts like customer journey sprints.
Sprints. Like quick, focused projects.
Kind of. Pick a specific customer pain point, map it out properly, and implement some quick high-impact changes. Build some momentum, show it works.
Get some quick wins to build belief.
Precisely. It's about transformation, not just talk.
So what does this all mean for you listening? I think the takeaway is pretty clear. Customer centricity, when done the way firms like WATC Consulting Practice it. It's not just fluff. It's not a marketing slogan. It's a core strategic imperative.
Yeah.
It directly hits your ability to grow sustainably and build that that lasting loyalty. It means aligning everything around the customer.
Yeah, absolutely. And this raises an important question for you, perhaps, to reflect on. How deeply are customer insights really embedded in your own organization's strategy and in its day-to-day operations? Is it more than just data sitting in a dashboard somewhere? And perhaps critically, does your leadership truly model and drive that customer-centric culture needed for real change? Are you genuinely moving from customer listening to customer action, really closing that feedback loop across the entire business? Something to think about.